Right now, so we know if you've missed the journey thus far, a couple of weeks ago now, got tagged into a male foot fetish website on Instagram, got tagged in a post, got followed by all these dudes who then wanted photos of my feet, and they started messaging me privately, and I thought, hey, can I make some money out of this?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm not going to give away for free when there could be cash to be made.
What's the natural next step?
Exactly.
Make some moolah.
We live in the gig economy. Yeah, everyone's got an Etsy shop.
Yeah.
You know, they're side hustling the macrame.
Yeah.
Ducko side hustling is Tootsons.
Can't get rich from a salary these days, you know? You need someone else.
Nah. Mm-hmm. I've noticed you guys haven't been buying any of my dream catchers lately.
I've
got 15, Gilly. I don't know where I've run out of hooks.
I feel like your designs are getting too similar.
Oh.
Yeah, if you could just start mixing it up a bit.
This is a wake-up call for me.
You need to go, trek the Inca Trail, come back with some inspo.
Okay.
Anyway, so yesterday. So where's the journey? Oh, I got a manicure.
Pedicure.
I always get them wrong.
You can see the journey on Nick Jessica's Instagram page.
My face, I did enjoy it. My face looks like I didn't. They did a great job.
Just producer Snooze filmed close up of your face. Yeah. You look like you're in excruciating pain.
It's just when they grind your toenails, like you just get a bit like, you know.
Anyway, it was great. Peeler.
So now my feet look excellent, feel excellent. So we got a photo shoot.
Great.
I thought we were getting like a full on, you know, photographer coming in.
Mario Testino. Cover shoot.
I'd probably be in a jock strap just so you couldn't see any jean. So you have a lot of leg just in case.
A short wouldn't have done it. Just, I'll absolutely need to be in a G string.
Nah, absolutely. You want me to bring a jock strap? Nah, short. Nah, I'll bring my jock strap.
You could just roll your pant leg up even.
It's unnecessary, Ducko. I'm wearing one already. Don't worry.
It's all good. Anyway,
are you naked and already oiled up? Hey,
you know I'm quick at getting naked. You saw the play I was in where I had to get my clothes off in 25 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, it turns out it was just me and Shawnee B and producer Alex in a room here getting photos.
These budget cuts, Gilly. I know. Budget cuts. Everyone's suffering.
They're killing us everywhere.
They're killing us left, right, and center. Anyway, so I've got a few photos. I want to show it to you guys. I've handpicked my favorite four.
Talk to me about your motivation. So what's going through your head? You know, the photographer usually behind the lens will say things like, all right, you know.
You're a tiger. You're an animal.
Exactly. Arr, arr. What's going through your head? Was Shawnee B giving you any direction or what's going through your mind?
No, Shawnee B was saying things like, this is gross. I can't believe I'm doing this. I don't get paid enough.
Is he not a foot guy?
I guess not. Okay. But there was a listener who reached out to me and he messaged Big Fan of the Show and he said, hey, why don't you do things like get a coffee cup in your feet?
Oh, yeah.
Or like use props. And it really opened my mind to opportunities.
Expanded the universe.
Yes. So what I've done is I've got a few here. Let's show them, Alex, the banana one first. So I've actually got a photo of my feet holding a banana. It's quite erotic.
Do you know what, Gilly? My first thought were that they were your thumbs.
They do kind of look like hands.
They do look thumby. They do
the split.
Yeah,
the
they
split
do.
Between so your big toe and your number two, your second in command.
Yeah.
There's actually huge.
You can fit a banana in there.
There's a video we've got where I peel it with my feet. And the dexterity, my goodness.
See, that's impressive. Yeah. Now, for people who can't see this, which is everyone.
We'll put it online ASAP.
He's kind of clamped it between his two feet and it's half unpeeled. So the peel goes and it flows down the foot.
Where did you get a bed of roses?
Bit of Photoshop from Shawnee B.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
If you're an American beauty, if you see DVD cover
now,
there.
Now, as someone who's not particularly a fan of feet, Gilly.
Yeah, or bananas.
Or bananas. Yeah. How is this making you feel?
It's not doing it for me first up.
All right, okay. What else have you got?
We've got the me opening the chip packet. So if you see, there's one of me scrunching with my feet. And then if we go to the next one, I get it open. And
Where did you get a bed of potatoes?
Once again, Shawnee B's working his magic. So we're going to post these on our socials.
We must. Ducko.
Oh, that's free,
Should we?
I don't know. Maybe stories.
Maybe like just a little sampler.
A little tease,
maybe just a couple
of
toes.
You know what I can do? Yeah. I can pixelate them.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Do you know what? Again, a little bit workmanlike for me. I want something a little bit sexier.
Artsy.
Okay. Well, should we go to the guitar photo? Do you have the guitar photo?
Now you'll get Gilly on board because he's musical.
Now,
do you know what? He's holding a pick in his hand.
Yeah. My fingers. My feet.
Oh, your finger feet.
Yeah.
It does look like a hand again. And he's strumming my guitar, which I didn't know you were using.
Oh, yeah, I
I'm really upset.
That.
I think I can see some T-shirt.
Yeah, no, that's my... Yeah, that's really annoying.
Would have loved to have seen a little bit of, you know, side. What's this called?
Yeah.
Oblique.
Oblique.
Oh, that's all right. Maybe Shawnee B can Photoshop that out.
Hopefully.
You can Photoshop potatoes in.
We go to my favourite.
Yeah, that's my favourite so
okay,
far.
Good. But this is my favourite. The next one coming
I'll pay for that.
It's a cold winter night. We're in front of a fireplace, and I'm getting a tea.
I've freaking out.
I've used the same cup you're using, Jess.
I think I've got the same
cup. And you know what I did? You know what I did to that cup? I dipped my feet in it yesterday. Like
get this cup out of the dishwasher. I got this out of the cupboard.
I do a rinse and chuck it back in the clean rack.
So
it's the same cup
Ducko's holding a tea, yeah, a tea bag, and, I think, and Alex, he's dipping it into a mug in front of a fireplace with his feet.
Yeah, and it looks good though. Good photo.
I think that's my favourite.
Yeah, and then can I ask a question?
There's a video of me dipping it in. Alex has got. I put my whole feet in.
I think I'm going to need motion for this one.
Yeah.
Has he smoothed out your ankle? That looks very face tuned. Look at his ankle, Gilly.
It does, doesn't it?
Oh, that's been edited.
Filter.
What?
I think he's filtered your ankle, man.
That's as edited
as that influencer in front of the Eiffel Tower in COVID times. That's what that is right there.
Wow.
So anyway, do you guys like them? How are we looking? Because I'm going to post some on the Foot Fetish website.
Look, again,
yeah?
We are probably not your market.
Yeah.
Are we?
No.
So.
But. But so, you like but, the tea and the
but
guitar.
I like the creative. I don't think many people will be doing this.
No.
Yes.
So. You should have seen me peel a banana with my feet. It was
that
impressive.
That video I'd actually be very interested to see.
Yeah.
I think you're going to be more into the video space.
Yeah, okay.
Than static image.
The fetish world.
Because the static image isn't telling me a story. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. You might get a circus job rather than a foot fetish.
Okay.
Whereas the video, the dexterity of you holding a pick in between your phalanges.
Yeah, it's good.
It's fantastic.
Shauna Beach's message saying, I didn't smooth your feet out.
Well, I call BS on that because show me your ankle in real life. It's not that smooth.
I think it's the fake backdrops that are making you look really fake.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Anyway, good on you.
Thank you.
Putting the feet on the line.
We've got me next to Alex's little dog and then the dog eating some banana off my foot. Yeah.
I don't know what to say to that.
It was a weird day.
just a casual Monday afternoon in the office.